Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, I want to open the phones up in this hour for first-time callers, give you a chance to be on air. We're really calling about any subject you want, but just have your point ready, and I'll move to the next person so we get to a lot of people. And dispense with the pleasantries, as they say, because I want to hear from you and the actual information. I appreciate you. You appreciate me. Goes without saying. But I'm all for these freedom truck convoys, and they're great, and they're wonderful, and they're breaking the back of the leftist. But now they're saying there's a big one going to go to D.C. And we've seen trucker and farmer convoys before that went to D.C., where the police just outright attacked them. And I'm concerned Americans are so mad, it might not end up having to be a false flag. People are pissed, and if the cops make the wrong move, this could blow up and get out of control. And I don't want that. We're beating them politically right now. The globalists are falling apart. So you can't be paralyzed, though, and not go to D.C. Just because you think they're going to try to set things up. It's because we weren't thinking about that enough on January 6th and didn't get there early enough to stop it. And the feds did stand down that this happened. But I think people are really aware and ready for false flags and stopped any of that type of behavior, we're told, in Ottawa and on the U.S. side of the border. And so I'm all for people peacefully going to D.C. Because if you get the point of, well, they might stage a false flag, then you're paralyzed and they've already won. But you've just got to have your video cameras, your phones going. You've got to be peaceful. You've got to document that. And you've got to just absolutely expose these different federal groups that black out their license plates and, you know, dress in the same khaki pants and all the rest of it, which are 100% Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Lincoln Project group run. And the Lincoln Project's been caught out doing it. And they wear the same uniform, so the police know they're there and the feds know who they are. Yeah, well, that's a group of feds right there, but young cadets that have just gotten graduated out. But the other folks wear the khakis, they wear the certain color shoes, they wear the certain color tops, the same sunglasses, and that's a uniform, so that they're identifiable, and they all get out of the back of U-Hauls, they all black out their license plates, and notice the police don't stop them doing that, because they've been told, leave these guys alone, and so that's all they are, that's what they're doing, and can you imagine being a piece of garbage like that? I mean, at this point, because, okay, it's fine to have undercover people out places, but not when you're there for the media to create a fascist image of the liberty movement. You're now involved in black propaganda. That has nothing to do with black people, folks. The terms white, gray, and black propaganda. See, not all propaganda is bad. If I'm promoting, you know, my company or my business and saying it has great products, and that's true, it's white propaganda. Great propaganda can be promoting something good, but you kind of cheat to sell it. The idea or the product, that's gray propaganda. Black propaganda is lying to also oppress you and take your freedoms and hurt you. Again, sell something good but lie about it, that's gray. Shouldn't do it. Sell something great, be totally honest about it, that's white propaganda. I engage in it constantly. The word propaganda just means to propagate, to promote. So I am a propaganda machine of the truth. I'm a propaganda machine of exposing tyranny. I'm a propaganda machine of spitting truth and facts. And that's what we do. I'm not perfect, though, and I make mistakes. And I've been hateful, and that is a form of black propaganda. Even though it's reasonable to hate these people, at the end of the day, we don't want to fight them because we hate them. We want to fight them, like Ricardo Bossi says, for what's behind us, for love. Love, because, I mean, hate's not good for you, folks. And it's a good propulsion system, and I've had success with it. It's totally natural and wasn't fake. But it's hurt me bad, you know, to just burn with hatred of these people. Because I could easily be up here at 7 o'clock totally exhausted, see something they've done and energize. And the crew would ask, like, are you using drugs? How you were totally, and I just, did you see this? I'm pissed off. That's an inner thing, but that would be hate. And it's hurt me over the years doing it. I've trained myself now to go, I'm doing this for love, and I'm not going to get angry. I don't have as much energy when I do it, but I'm loving. I'm doing this because I love. And it's usually better what comes out of the love fighting evil than what comes out of the hate. Even though I'm being hateful for a good reason, And there's a place for hate. I'm just saying, you don't want it to be your main driver. You want love to be your driver. Because it's longer, it's stronger, it's pure, and in the end it has better outcomes. So let's do this for love of our children in the future, not for hate of the globalists. They're not worth our emotions.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, listen, I can only play one of these clips earlier in the first hour. There's a bunch of them, but it's got to be played. And I'm not going to apologize for playing it, but children should not be listening to this. But at the same time, people are like, well, then don't play it. Well, no, this is what's happening to children. This is what's being done to children, and we need to go ahead and face this. And I know it's hard. Believe me, it's hard to look at these people. I mean, God, they're so sick. And when I look at Jeff Zucker or I look at people like, well, just all of them on their CNN, I mean, we don't just know from the facts. We don't just know from the background info. We don't just know from the indictments. We know from the whole thing who they are. And you're talking about people so demonic, so selfish, so sick, that they are protecting this psychic, spiritual, vampiristic cult that is attacking our children. And folks, there's so much evidence of giant pedophile rings and murder rings that I can't even research it anymore, okay? People send it to me. I'm like, hey, are you going to cover this? And I just want to throw up. And then I see my innocent children, other people's innocent children, and I feel like a bad person because I'm not going and finding these people and physically protecting the children. But see, they would then be the victims, and they would win through that process because they haven't yet been identified. But they do need, when they're found to be running pedophile conspiracies to organize the rape of children, executed. After they're found guilty, they need to have it. I'm not into cruel and unusual punishment, but I think they should be thrown into, like, starving dogs or something. Seriously, for what they did to kids. And I'm not a vindictive person. I'm saying they need the fear of God put in them. They need to watch starving pit bulls rip these people into pieces. They need to be drawn and quartered by horses. I mean, they sure as hell don't need to be running their mouths on TV how it's okay to have sex with one-year-olds. Do I have to go into how evil that is, how much it hurts the children physically, mentally, spiritually, how sick this is? And talking about grandmothers raping their babies because they love them? I mean, this is what they tell you. So what do we do about these people? Because I only play one of the clips, and I don't even know what to say at this point. It's almost like we become them to even know they're doing this. Like, whoever thought of stuff like this? Like the Pope said, those that don't want to take vaccines or those that question authority love to eat poop. Where does he come up with that? He's raining down, eating feces into your mind, and then I've got to say what he said to counter him. He said it makes him sick at his stomach 3 years ago to hear about the Christian roots of Europe. He's not a Christian leader. He's a devil. And I'm not attacking Catholics. It's all the major institutions have been taken over by devils. They're sexualizing our children. They're teaching pedophilia. They're teaching every form of evil. They are teaching white children that they are inherently bad. And that statistically will turn those children into racist. That's how psychology works. 70-80% of kids taught they're bad because they're white are going to grow up and resent the people that did it and actually believe that black people came up with the idea. It's a bunch of sick globalist behavioral psychologists, the same ones promoting pedophilia, that are raining that type of crap down. And they're literally saying white people are inherently evil, so they deserve to be killed and robbed. And so we go from 10-1 black on white crime to 20-1 black on white crime. And still the vast majority of black folks aren't racist, aren't tribal, don't want to kill white people. But there's a large minority of idiot black men that believe it and go out and do it because they think whites deserve it. And that's all the evil globalists manipulating that to destroy all of us. I don't want the black babies aborted. I don't want the white babies aborted. I don't want some guy that claimed he was black running over a bunch of people in the media covering it up. I don't want a white guy going in a church and shooting and killing 9 black people. I don't want any of this dumbass evil garbage anymore. And I'm asking listeners, what do we do to stop these people? I mean, look at this New York SUNY professor calling it libertarian and saying one-year-old babies can consent to being raped. And he's up there with a bunch of other people that just, I mean, just look at that dude. They got the look, man. Look at that guy. Does he not look like the former mayor of New York, de Blasio? Does he not look like all these guys? All these guys. And he could be black, he could be white, he could be a, they all got that weird, demonic look. And they're predators. Whether he actually acts on the things he talks about, or whether he's just putting the poison out to legitimize it for his fellow travelers, it doesn't matter. They're raping our souls. And they're putting masks over our children and telling them they're bad and indoctrinating them in the schools and brainwashing them. And Brian Stelter goes and says, don't believe Alex Jones and Marjorie Taylor Greene on CNN to little kids held captive in New York by this network of filth that want to destroy our children, our borders, our currency, our future, because they are a psychic, satanic virus or poison injected into the body politic to kill and destroy us, as the Bible says. I'll give the number out in a moment, but let's play this clip 13. The others are too horrible to play. Imagine how bad they are. Here it is.
Well, there's a couple things to say here. One is, even if you are looking for a threshold, let's say there's a threshold. I'm making this number up, but let's say it's at age 8. Still, that tells you that some adult child sex is permissible. Second, the notion that it's wrong even with a one-year-old, it's not quite obvious to me. There are reports in some cultures of grandmothers fellating their the baby boys to calm them down when a colicky. Now, I don't know if this is true, but this is sort of widely reported as occurring in at least one culture. And it working, that the grandmothers believe this actually works. If this were to be true, and again, I don't know it to be true, if it were to be true, it's hard to see what would be wrong with it. So, yeah, I guess I think, no, I don't think there's a blanket period beyond which this is permissible. If we're interested in willing participation, which is the way I structured it, then yeah, there's a point below which people aren't willing participants in anything because they don't have intentions or they don't have the sort of mental states that allow for willing participation. But no, I don't think it's blanket wrong at any age. Imagine that an adult male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Just turn it off. And it just goes on into how it's a good thing biologically and evolutionarily for children to have sex with adults as young as 1 year old. That's just not true. But you want to have people so unnatural and so turned around and so screwed up that they're brought up in this believing it's the new way. That's what the left and Harvard and the Carnegie CIA group did in Germany. Of course, Putin said 12 years ago, you can't have any more Russian orphans. We found out you're putting them in sex rings. The media's like, how dare Putin say that there's sex rings with these kids? Because it turned out there were. You want to get cut off from God, hurt children. And that's why these people all look so weak and their eyes look so dead, is because they're cut off from God. You don't get power serving Satan. You become a slave of Satan. But if you serve God, you're going to get a lot of power, but you're going to have a lot of responsibility, and you're going to have missions. And it ain't to candy ass around and be loved by this world. We're in the world, not of it. Toll-free number to join us. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. 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 877-789-2539. And we will come back and take your phone calls for first-time callers on what do we do about these people. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunnybay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cyrus Jones.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103.
103 is forever when
that's
you're just a little kid.
Oh, my. Dad's grandmother was.
Cyrus Jones lived.
She was Ma Jones.
Grave.
Her real name was Moon Jones.
When you dig my grave. Would you make it shallow?
So I can feel the rain.
So I can
it was
feel
a full moon when she was born.
The rain.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
Outlived all four of her five sons. One lived longer than her.
You're a stonewall.
Good old.
Three in 1954.
Uncle Leonard.
She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War.
Those guys all were like John Wayne, man. I can definitely see men degenerating and getting weaker. That's a sad thing. Humanity's falling, folks. We're degenerating quickly. When I see how far humans have fallen, makes you really believe the Old Testament that some people lived to be 500, 600 years old. You know, they've dug up people in Africa. They've dug up people in ancient England from 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, and they're twice as strong as we are today, our best athletes. What's happening to us? What's happening to the whole planet? Planet's dying. And the globalists know that. They're helping kill it for whatever their big, evil, satanic plan is. Only God and Satan know what's going on in that sick brain, that sick mind. But they claim they're the ones protecting the earth while they do all this, and that's not the case, ladies and gentlemen. It's bad. And you don't need me to sit up here on some high horse and tell you that everything the New World Order pushes is pure death and needs to be rejected. And not just physical death, but spiritual death. Now, I want to take your calls, Michael and Joseph and Duke and Christian and Gene and Moxie and Neil and Daniel. And that's the calls we're going to take, those. We'll get to all of them, even if I take some of Burmese's time, and he's always informative, so I don't want to cut too much in on him. But I need to hit at least some of these headlines here and some of these big developments, because this is really important stuff. But first off, I was thinking about the Bible verse that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. I mean, making a human with conscious will and what we can do, that's like a Bengal tiger is beautiful and fearful. Well, that's a scary damn thing right there. Well, so are we. A lot more powerful than a Bengal tiger or an elephant or a rhinoceros because of our mind. But I was thinking about in Revelation and also in earlier books, because it always foreshadows that when Satan's finally bound for 1,000 years before he's released again to test us again for a very short time, that people will marvel and look at him in the hologram in the pit, in his cell, in that black hole, and say, that's the creature? So let's pull up the footage from yesterday, just a short 40-second clip, not the longer babbling, of George Soros, he who believes he's the Messiah, and who loves to steal old people's pension funds. I mean, he's a horrible person. So upset about Xi Jinping. And I mean, look, that's the thing that did all this to us? See, everything the Bible explains is a foreshadowing of the final event. There are many antichrists. There are many Satans. There are many devils. There's only one final personification of it, but it's one spirit. And there it is. That's the thing that did this to us. That's the thing that we can't defeat. Pelosi, Biden. Hey, get that other Biden clip of him literally not knowing where he is at a factory with a bunch of other people. Nothing against blind folks, but there's a blind guy and some other people shuffling around, and Biden doesn't know where he is, and it's the perfect medieval image. I got a painting of it hanging over there in one of my offices of the blind leading the blind. Guys, pull up the medieval painting of the blind leading the blind. It's a Renaissance painting. It's about 400 years old. But the point is that I don't have a copy. I don't have a real Renaissance. I'm saying it's 400 years old, the actual one, if you find it. It's like a hole, and there's some blind people holding on to sticks, falling. There it is. It's the blind leading the blind. I got that hanging in our conference room. That's the New World Order. And, I mean, so just imagine, and look at the general public that's addicted to their phones, addicted to all the media, addicted to porn, all of it. They all have that weird zombie look. They're spiritually blind. So here's Soros. This is out of Isaiah chapter 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? That did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof. What's happening now? That opened not the house of prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them lie in glory, every one in his own house. Here's Revelation chapter 20:1-3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more. Still, 1,000 years shall be fulfilled, and after that, he must be loosed a little season. Let's look at an echo, a psychic echo of Satan. This is Satan. This is our enemy. Look how pathetic he is.
Xi Jinping has done his best to dismantle Deng Xiaoping's achievements. He brought private companies established under Deng under the control of the CCP and undermined the dynamism that used to characterize them. Rather than letting private enterprise blossom, Xi Jinping introduced his own China dream that can be summed up in two words: total control. That has had disastrous consequences.
Why do we associate an archetype's really wicked, evil ones as super old? Because a beautiful soul is beautiful when they're old. But evil wants to hold on to power and doesn't translate it to new generations. The real goal is to become obsolete and build up people better than you. But see, these evil ones, they don't want that. They want to hold it on. That's why they won't go away until the moment they lose the scepter of power, like that Skeksis in the Dark Crystal. Speaking of Skeksis, here's Biden.
I don't think I'm here.
Where am I?
Am I right here, sir?
I'm right here.
Okay, here's the boss. Let's go over here. Okay, why don't you turn around to your right?
Hey, folks, how are you?
And the way Biden is a total empty puppet, not knowing where he is or what he's going, that's who they want you to be, a robot for them, because Satan is a failed creature. You're more advanced, you're more beautiful, you're better, but you are in an embryonic level. And he is enraged with jealousy and envy because you were made by his creator in the image of that creator. Realize that your power is...
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You play the song of foxes. It's all God's language. Music. little part about going to the church. We're going to get your phone calls. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the edge of eternity. And then you realize there is no edge of eternity. You're already in eternity. You already are totally complete. You just have to reach out and take that destiny in your hands. I have been to the other side. I have been to completion. I am not complete, but I have tasted of completion. Beyond fullness, beyond ecstasy, beyond timelessness, absolute, total completion, contentment, beyond the term even zen. I have felt it. And once you have tapped into that eternity of eternities, of eternities, of eternities, of eternities, of eternities, you will then finally transcend what's happened on this planet. But unlike what some of the Hindus and others teach, they say, well, you know, it's a process. And so people are dumb and they're losing their souls and they're becoming like animals. So they'll be destroyed. That's a process. So don't feel bad about it. Just be glad you're awake. That's a deception. And I'm not picking fights with Hindus and people like that. I've just read what they say and what they say is totally true to a certain point. But you're not reincarnated from the same thing back again. You're already eternal. And the only thing that's composite is our spirit's collective creation on this planet as our project, so that we can build composites of ourselves together in communion. Just as God created us for communion with Him. And so, yes, the genetic line of humans is a composite of our multidimensional energy forces manifesting on this planet and then building an organized structure according to our time-space vision. And so that colony entity is individual and is transcendent and is a connection to our higher selves, but it itself is a lower creation from who we are. You're not going to read this stuff in books, folks. You're not going to see this anywhere. This stuff is what enrages the enemy, because they have a good idea, but they haven't been there. They've not seen it. And they know that if you realize this, it's game over for them. So they are weaponizing the medical system to attack your double helix and try to cut that off. Because when you go into times of crisis, all those ancestral memories of your kindred spirits, the energy God created of other souls, are going to be here with you. Just like you love your children and they love you and you love your grandparents and they love you. And you have this feeling that they're there with you. That's not a ghost. That's not Casper walking through walls, folks. That is the reflection of their genetics and that code in you that resonates. They've gone on to the higher plane, but they have left their a copy of their essence with you as your shield, as your blanket, as your refuge, just like God gave us the planet. That's how beautiful God is. And so people go, I have these memories. I know about ancient times. I know these. I know. I already know about these weapons, and I already know how to do this. And I know. I already know how to. You know, I'm 12 years old, but I know how to go and pick up a 25-year-old woman if I wanted to. How do I? Why am I a man and I'm 12 years old? Why do I know all this stuff? Because God gives us free will, but God doesn't leave us alone. I'm going to call it cheating. But God gives us an owner's manual. God gives us the training. God gives us the instincts, the common sense, the will, the, what's the term? The conscience. To know what's right and to know what's good. And if we simply go with that conscience and go with that program, because we have free will, but God says, listen, I'm not going to just throw you into this thing and not give you the secret. I'm going to give you everything you need, and I love you, and you know, I created you because I care about you. I love this headset, but man, this clip, See, I don't need a new headset. It's not the earpiece I hate. The crew thinks I hate that. They're ordering like a molded piece. It's the clip. This new clip. I said this off air, but nobody seemed to understand me, so I'll say it on air. It's this clip. This clip is the issue. It's the clip. My man, I'm just like, God, the damn thing falls off like five times a day, man. You don't touch it, nothing, and it falls off. So they're like, we'll get you a new earpiece, sir. We're sorry. You don't like the earpiece. I'm like, no. No. I want a new clip. Hell, an alligator clip would work. Anyway, sorry. I said I'd take your phone calls. And I'll host the fourth hour. I didn't mean to get poor Burmese all lined up to host the show today and take it away from him. But, I mean, I do need to hit all this news. And I do need to take your calls. If Burmese wants to do 30 minutes, he can. But I really need to take these calls. Because, you know, we're talking about all this super heavy stuff here today. And the question is, will we have time to get all these calls? And the answer is yes, we will. Because we're going to start right now. I'm going to stop my preaching. And I'm going to go to, I guess, Daniel in Germany first. We need is a new awakening. We've got Neil. We got Moxie. We got Gene. We got Christian. We got Dan. We got Joseph. We got Michael. We'll get to all these calls before I get out of here. Let's go ahead and go to Daniel in Deutschland. Daniel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How you doing? I know you got a lot of calls to live.
No, we love you, brother. Go ahead. We got plenty of time for you. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, well, the way I look at it is that we have to realize that last time there was a flood of water, and this time we're in a flood of lies. We're dealing with a flood of lies from the print of lies. And so everything is a deception. You know, there's a mass delusion that's going on. And they've been lying to us a long time. So when it comes to the Bible, I don't think most people know what the game is really about. So the way I look at it from what I've been reading, it's about obedience to the creator, the maker. He wants to know who's going to listen, who's not. It starts from Adam and Eve not listening, and it goes on to every day. Who's listening, who's not, who's obeying the commandments, who's not. And the game that we're playing is that we're trying to reach the first level of holiness. If you reach the first level of holiness, right, through obedience, then you will become a son of the creator yourself. You'll become a God yourself on the next level. You know, he is the Elohim of Elohims. He's the God of gods. His sons are God. If you're adopted back into his family, you will become a God also. That's what we're playing for. And I don't think most people think they're just going to go up to heaven and float around on clouds. They have to be obedient because he has to be able to trust you. You know, he has one example, the Messiah, a son that listens to everything he says to do, right? And he's real pleased with that son. There's another son that he has divorced from the family because he betrayed them. He thought he could do whatever he wants to do. It's right in front of people's face. It just comes down to obedience to the word.
Well, there's no doubt God says we're made in the image of God and that Satan is jealous of that. And wants to be God. And you're absolutely right. I appreciate your call, Daniel. Thank you from Germany. Talk to that guy for an hour. All you guys are great. I'm going to shut up now, and I'm going to go to your phone calls straight ahead. Up next, we're going to talk to Michael in Virginia, Moxie in Indiana, and so many others. Please stay with us. I'm going to try to jam five callers in the next 11-minute segment. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
Well, we had Marjorie Taylor Greene on today in the second hour. It was an incredible interview. It'll be archived soon, Infowars.com, if you missed it, and restreamed out the stations everywhere. I'm going to your phone calls again right now. I have the transcript. They're getting the video right now. There's video of this, I'm told. We'll air it next hour. I'm officially envious and jealous of Joe Rogan at this point, okay? Because I loved it when the White House and Hillary and Obama attacked me. That's when you know you're over the target, because they hate doing that, because it elevates you in the eyes of their minions. But White House urges Spotify to take further action on Joe Rogan. So you have the White House officially saying he should be taken off the air. I've got the transcript. The video's ready. Here, go ahead and roll it. Just go ahead and roll it right now.
So our hope is that all major tech platforms and all major news sources, for that matter, be responsible and be vigilant to ensure the American people have access to accurate information on something as significant as COVID-19. That certainly includes Spotify. So this disclaimer is a positive step, but we want every platform to continue doing more to call out mis and disinformation while also uplifting accurate information. I mean, look at the facts, right? Our view is it's a good step. It's a positive step, but there's more that can be done.
Look at the facts. As she goes on, I got the transcript to attack Rogan and the rest of it and said, we got to stop this information. These are the biggest liars on the planet who want total surveillance of what you say and do. Because that's what censorship means. It doesn't just mean you're being censored. It means you're being watched to be censored. Let that sink in. Censorship is the byproduct of the surveillance. It is a symptom of the disease. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Michael in Virginia. Michael, thanks for holding. Welcome. Go ahead and tell us what you think is going on here.
Oh, my God, Mr. Jones, this is my first time calling and speaking with you all these years trying to get through. First of all, I want to say hallelujah to you and the production staff for all the hard work that you're doing and have done through all these years.
I want to say hallelujah for our crew as well. They're awesome.
Yes, sir. And I also like to commend you for your introduction of the quantum mechanics, the quantum physics study of our reality. That's amazing that you did that, and I want to commend you on that. In 2008, I took and studied your Endgame. It was a significant change in my life. I studied the brain. I studied quantum science. And for over 15, 16 years now, I've come to the conclusion and studied this and understand that we make a change not through weapons. We make a change not through arms and these types of things that the globalists want us to do. We make a change by using the power of Almighty God, which is the power given to us in our mind. Our Lord has given us the power to control and manipulate and control these evil demons. Now, first, second, my friend, Marjorie Greene. Marjorie Greene said you asked for more of Marjorie Greene's character, which is a significance and a good step. Not her, but her character in Congress or in the Senate. We need more of her personality. And I'm going to this power of quantum science. I've studied, and I'm 100% able to do things with this knowledge. Now, something about...
Well, let me just say this. What you're saying is absolutely true. And the thing, as Christ said, is love. And then if you love people, you're going to work hard and build good things. If you love, you're going to be strong and beautiful. So love is the driving spirit. And then out of love flows everything good. So we do this for love, and we do it for love of God, and then love of everything that comes out of that. I totally agree with you.
Something about Marjorie Greene in Congress, something about the Congress, the change in Congress to that character is going to happen. This is the power of the quantum science that I've studied. And Mr. Harrison Smith and I have been speaking, and he's aware of these things. And I want to, again, say thank you for the battles that you have fought. We are winning. Every battle is a step toward victory. Stay in the fight and never back down, never give up, never surrender, sir.
Beautifully said. I want to say I love you, Michael. I appreciate your call. And he's absolutely right. That's why I talk about reset wars. Because, look, I know this information innately. You know it innately. But you've got to spend 6-7 hours going through the fact the enemy knows it and is using the technology against you instead of you using it for yourself. So if everybody goes to ResetWars.com, and we're running a special right now of 50% off, again, at InfoWars.com. Store.com has links to it, but the main site is ResetWars.com. And that's what keeps us on air as well, so thank you all for the support. Okay, who's been on the longest now? That would be Christian in Michigan. Christian, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hi. I don't have time to be starstruck. I'm celebrated my one-year wedding anniversary recently. My wife was born and raised in Moscow, God forbid, and we've been through all the legal channels. We've paid our lawyer and the Department of Immigration roughly $10,000 so far, and we've received notification that because we won't take this sick vaccine, that they intend to deny our application and deport her on March 7th, and I can't imagine...
Wow, well, just go to Mexico and come across the border there, and there'll be no problem, because they don't make those folks take shots.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think that our lawyer, he's very pro-vax. I think that there are other...
Yeah, I think your lawyer's pushing you around. I think he's a leftist. You need to get rid of him.
Yeah, we've already basically done that, but we're basically up the creek. We've got 4 weeks left. I'll even leave my contact info with your crew. If there is anybody that wants to take, it could be class action. This should be an open and shut case, what they're doing at the southern border versus what they're doing.
I love it. You're married to her. It's your wife, but you can't do that because you won't take the poison shot. You know, you should get in touch with some of the lawyer groups and organizations. In fact, who was that great group that is highly recommended we had on a few days ago? You should get in contact with them. Put them on hold. Put them in contact with those folks. Thank you so much, brother. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Neil in North Carolina. Neil, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Listen, I'll be 65 this month, and I was an avid Rush Limbaugh listener for 30 years. I talked to the man probably twice a year on his radio show. He read a couple of articles I wrote for American Thinker. And when he passed away, I started watching you. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a huge difference. Rush Limbaugh was superficial politics. He's a great guy, did a lot for the conservative movement. But you, Alex, you go deep. You go to the spiritual truth. And you, it's a spiritual war. And one of the things that I think you understand more than anybody is Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Our warfare is out of this world, but we are on this planet, and you, my friend, are doing God's work.
Well, brother, so are you, and I love you. You're right. You know, Limbaugh, though he came before a lot of other people, he got better as time went. So we can't look back and say, oh, he should have done a better job. Without him, the country would probably be lost. He wasn't perfect. He did some bad things. So have I. But he meant well and judges the heart. And so, absolutely, we love Rush Limbaugh, and we appreciate him. And, you know, I didn't fight over radio stations and try to, like, steal the throne from him when he died. You know, he went through a lot, and we really appreciate Rush.
Well, can I give you a word of encouragement?
Yes, sir.
You know, Noah was asked to build an ark, and you know, the Bible scholar said it was between 55 and 75 years that it took him to build that ark. And I know that in the past, recent past, you've been talking about you could just give it up and what's the point? Listen, you're building an ark, man. You're building the ark. Keep it up.
I will, brother. And my problem is I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm never going to give up. I just get angry and frustrated and work too much sometimes and just get nasty, and I apologize. Hell, I can't give up. That's my problem is I can't even take a break. And so nobody's supposed to be like that. It's like a little bit nasty and burnout. And I've had a lot of – I don't feel sorry for myself, but, man, a lot of nasty stuff behind the scenes. I mean, and I just want people to pray for me. And I don't say that selfishly. I think I'm doing good work, but I really need those prayers, folks. I would not be here without you. I would not be here without your support. There's no way we could do this without you. And, you know, I know it's God's plan. I signed on to this, but it's gotten pretty painful. And, you know, it's, I mean, folks, I'm literally hunted by the pedophiles. I mean, I have to, you know, they're like flying monkeys or something, man. I mean, they're just unbelievable. And it's having to be around them. It's not like I'm even scared of them. I just, they're so horrible. And imagine being harassed and stalked by the pedophile ranks, the Renfields. And I just pray to God that I'll be renewed and not have to get so upset. It's just that I'm just so sad they're so pathetic. They're like just the mere existence of them. It's an abomination.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.